This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit for your free audiobook download. There's a new R.A. Salvatore book, The Silent Blade, Legend of Drizzt, Paths of Darkness, Book 1 and Book 2. Both came out at the 1st of January. You might be able to get one of those free with a 30-day membership at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Audible has over 100,000 titles in stock to choose from. I would say every genre, but I'm sure there's a few genres out there that they don't cover, but I guarantee you Audible has you covered. And you can get a free audiobook download when you sign up for a free trial today. Offer only good to those in the U.S. and Canada. Maybe you can get one of these Dungeons & Dragons books, or maybe a whole lot more. Go to audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit to get your free audiobook today. We thank Audible for their support of this episode. Just a quick reminder for everyone else, if you haven't signed up for the Major Spoilers email list, you want to go ahead and do that right now. Head over to majorspoilers.com. Click on that big orange button. Not only will you sign up for an email list that keeps you up to date on what's going on over at Major Spoilers, including some stuff that we haven't announced yet. In fact, last week we announced some things that only people on that email list know about. But in addition to that, you can also get a free bonus tracks. Bonus tracks are these audio commentaries that we provide for movies. You can get one for free that's normally only available to our VIP members. Get that for free just by signing up for an email list over at majorspoilers.com. Lots of action last week. Let's see how this battle winds up. I hope everybody lives. Will everybody live? Let's get into the action. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing a friend. And most of all, thank you for all of the support that that our VIP members are providing. It's through your generous efforts that we are able to be here week after week. Speaking of week, last time we were in a bit of a pickle, taking on some bad guys. And
again,
things don't look
pickles.
Really good. Rodrigo?
Hello, Steven.
Hello.
All right.
Are things looking good?
Well, let's see. Two of your enemies are bloodied.
Well, I've got a question about that.
How many of you are bloodied?
I'm bloodied. Three of us are bloodied.
Okay.
I'm actually unbloodied.
Oh, well, that's nice. Two of us are bloodied. Two and two.
Three, I think, because Trell's bloodied, isn't she?
Who else is bloodied?
Are you bloodied, Trell?
Trell's bloodied.
Oh, okay. So
Trell,
there are
Orm,
three of us.
And Randis. So three to two.
Okay. I have a question because last time people may remember that Torque took that huge smack to the face and into our main bad guy, the big boss. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
After all of that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Holy crap.
Probably not by much.
He took three attacks from Torque, an attack from Orm, and then was bloodied when Trell attacked him. All of those attacks actually did a decent amount of damage, too.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
This guy's super tough. It's okay. We can take him.
This is why I was relatively certain that Torque wasn't going to take him down in one swing.
Yeah.
He's Apollo
hey,
Creed.
Hey, here's me hoping.
And we're the Italian Stallion. Adrian!
Let's get into the fun times, Rodrigo.
Didn't attempt to save against the ongoing damage.
I still say we should all just run and hide behind the queen and let her kill them all
for it. Because they're supposed to, I guess.
That's a 7, isn't it?
No. You didn't do it.
Oh, it's a 2.
That's even worse.
You're right.
That's even
also,
doesn't matter.
Also, make sure you get up close to your dice, because if a 7 looks like a 2, that could be an important difference.
That's fairly significant.
Oh, wait, that's supposed to be 72 points of damage.
That is problematic.
All right. So, yes. Last time on Critical Hit, our...
Last time.
last time. our party had squared off against some mysterious men wearing scary masks and covered in strange tattoos, which appeared to be magical and allowed them to sometimes, if the moon is right,
ghostify.
Transform themselves into a spectral form that allows them to then pass through their enemies, leaving them chilled to the bone or gear, as the case may be. So, top of the round, it is number one best fighter, number one. And seeing as how he's over there and Torque's right there,
he'll attack the scythe.
He will attack the Torque.
The Torque will call him stupid. Neener pants, neener pants.
31 versus AC.
Not if I kick in my belt.
That you used last game?
That's an encounter, right?
No.
What, my belt?
Yeah.
I couldn't use it last time. It is an immediate interrupt. It doesn't say encounter or... Oh, it's a daily.
Okay.
The daily item power.
Yeah. If you didn't end up using it...
in the previous session.
In the previous fight, then yeah. I seem to recall...
we didn't use it.
Okay.
I said I was going to, and then I said, oh, crap, no, my AC went up when we changed our stuff at the last thing.
Okay.
So I was thinking I had to use it and then did not.
All right.
Girdle.
So then that misses?
That does miss.
All right. I had to use the daily item power, so...
So you get 13 temporary hit points.
Well, hell.
Next up is... do I want that guy to move...
Nah. He's fine right there.
Yeah, he'll just stay there. Next up is Orym.
I am going to... Who has more damage, 4 or 2?
Let's see.
2,
I don't think either of them is bloodied.
Yeah.
Well, whose clothes are more tattered?
4 and 2, neither one of them is bloodied.
And neither of them have much clothes.
That's true.
Trell did not hit 2 earlier. You didn't hit either of them. So I don't think either of them's actually taken damage, have they?
They have taken damage.
They have taken damage.
I said, go pop a fireball over by boss in 1.
Yeah, I could do that too. But I don't know. Let's see. Do I have that range? 10?
Yeah. Is it a ranged attack?
Yeah.
Then you also take attack of opportunity, so maybe don't do that.
I will use my one sword against 2.
Hey, Orym, Steven, do you have a teleport still?
I do.
Yes, face step.
Maybe you should get out of flanking.
I don't have it
with those guys.
Yeah.
All right, you already rolled,
let's
calculate it out.
Yes.
You can decide whether to teleport or not later.
That is a 35 versus reflex minus 2 is 32 versus reflex.
Is he still in the aura?
Why minus 2?
Well, because I'm flanked?
No.
Oh, I don't have a negative when I'm...
No.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope, he's outside of it.
Okay.
So
35 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Cool.
Why doesn't he have a negative 2 while he's flanked?
Because that's not what flanking does.
No.
It's
flanking does not affect your defenses. Flanking affects your, like... Whoever's attacking, if that person is granting them combat advantage, gets a bonus. Flanking does not affect your defenses. Granting combat advantage does not affect your defenses.
Or your attacks.
Okay.
23 damage onto 2. And I make a secondary attack.
How much did you say?
23. Okay. Ooh. The next one is... 32 versus Will.
32 versus Will hit.
Excellent. The target is dazed until the end of your next turn, and the power is not expended. So he is dazed.
What makes it not expend?
the fact that I hit on the second attack.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool, awesome close-up battle damage-y thing.
Yeah. So, two is dazed until the end of your next turn?
Until the end of my next turn, and I can still use my one sword.
Okay.
And I think I will go ahead and use... Tell me if that phase step looks used to you.
You haven't used it this fight, and it's an encounter.
Oh, that's right, an encounter. That's right. Okay, so I will go ahead and use my phase step.
You get the free basic attack at the end of your phase step, don't you?
Yes, you do. It's not on phase step, it's a feat.
You can port around to the other side of two.
Yeah.
Just says use face step as an encounter power. Feats.
Yeah, it's in. Do you remember
basically, yeah, make a basic attack after every face step. So I could port around to this side, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Make a basic attack. Not going to. 21 versus AC.
Ugh. We are rolling awesome today.
23 technically, since he's dazed.
Yes, 23 versus AC.
Still doesn't hit, though.
Well, we're rolling so badly that Rodrigo's helping.
He's trying.
Well, definitely got to follow the rules.
I banged him up pretty good.
Yeah. All right. And now it's his turn.
Oh, really? Hello.
He's going to try and recover his spookiness. And he does.
Yay.
And he's probably going to use it. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4...
No. Can't really have four of us.
No.
Darn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably just gonna go. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just gonna go here.
Grr.
Here we go. Hard. Attack against Trell.
Oh, so he's not gonna attack me as part of his move?
No.
Okay.
These guys are very disciplined warriors and try to take the best possible move, even if somebody else is all up in their grill. So attack against Trell is going to be 32 versus reflex.
Yes, the plus 5 does nothing.
But that's still on, isn't it?
Yep.
Kind of forgot about that a week ago.
18 cold damage and you're slowed.
Okay.
Attack again.
She's already immobilized.
Yes. But you know, if you got unimmobilized, those two would still... That you'd still be slowed.
All right. You guys are grabbed.
Yep. Let's see.
How much... I'm sorry. How much damage did you just say? 18?
Yep. Attack against Randus. It's going to be... 30 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
For 17 cold damage.
12.
Attack against Ket. Oh, and you're slowed.
36.
Is also going to be 30 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah, versus reflex.
For 14 damage, and you are slowed. A cold damage.
Oh.
Brandis, if you have healing stuff, give it to me if you can.
Okay.
He's used both of them.
Yeah.
You got nothing?
I got other things-ish.
Ish.
Next up is Trell. You are slowed and grabbed.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Randus, let me know if you can do anything, literally, right now.
Not right now, no. Like, when it's my turn.
Yeah, there's four people, there's three people in between us, and Charles not going to last that long.
It's always second wind.
What? This is not your fault. It's mine.
There's always second wind.
That's why I asked if he could do anything. First of all, in my history of sucking during this encounter, Two more things. Forgot Scimitar Dance, which cost us maybe 15, 20 points. And I forgot that I ignore concealment. Oh, what?
Nothing. He wasn't. I don't think he was talking to you.
Okay. All right. I think pretty much all I can do this round is use Second Wind.
That happens. You can also attempt to escape.
The mobilized?
Yep, athletics or acrobatics versus the DC given.
It was 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Athletics. Wait, this isn't something that I do at the end of my turn?
No.
No, you need to do this as a move action.
Yeah, you have to actively
attempt
escape.
An escape. You make an escape attempt. If you succeed, you get to shift as a free action. One square.
Okay.
I forgot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved anyway.
You didn't move.
Did I not?
You didn't use your move action, so you could try and do something else.
All right.
Specifically summon your weapon. Because it's the
34.
Ever.
That'll break you free. You
Yay.
Can. I believe you can shift one square away from the, what's his face, the boss.
I'm not by the boss. What do you mean?
You can still shift away from him.
Shift away from the boss.
So you're not in his aura and taking the...
No. You just get that shift when you escape a grab. Yeah,
but it has to be away.
It has to be away.
Oh, I understand. Oh, my God.
Any of these three squares.
Flank with Randus?
Well, there's no flanking.
I mean, no. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Just
I'll
phalanx.
Flank with the enemy. Yeah, that's perfect. No. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
No. And that's my turn.
Okay. Is going to take some damage, I think. I'm going to attempt to recharge.
No.
And he does.
No.
Mother pus bucket. I hate this guy.
We should have Torque pick up that recharge feat.
How do we learn it?
It's a feat what gives you bonuses to either attack or damage when something adjacent to you recharges a thing.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Let's see. Three's
you would
there.
Hit better now.
That would be nice, but... Are there any bonuses, penalties, or consequences for attacking next to the dancing weapon?
Only if they provoke attacks of opportunity.
Okay. So, 3-2 Torque with a slashy slash.
Is Torque pretty hurt? Or is he pretty well
Duck?
Twenty-nine versus AC?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks to my sword and magic girdle.
Yep. I was going to try to save versus ongoing damage. And he does. Which takes us to the boss. Oh, look, truck. Truck.
There's a truck there. Kill it.
Ah.
Truck.
Torque's back up.
Trucky.
Yep.
It's time for me to attacky?
No, it's time for you to get attacky-tacked.
Oh, you.
Let's see.
Taunter. I wave my private parts at your ante, son of a silly person.
Okay.
So this is going to be his super close-up attack again.
I'm going to do a super close-up, Duck.
Okay.
I'm ducking.
35 versus Fortitude.
42. What's my 42?
Hang on one second. No, I'm sorry. 35 versus AC. This guy does have 17.
35 is much
attacks.
Less than 42. Yeah, so 35 versus AC hits.
Okay.
All right.
That was the sound of a 35 versus AC hitting.
Yep. Torque takes 53 damage.
How many?
53.
Wow.
God dang.
Okay. Okay.
How many?
53.
53 Oy. Damage.
So.
You are a bad, bad man.
I wish to respond.
Okay.
I'm going to try healer's momentum upon the boss man.
Okay.
What with is that? My crossbow.
What's the trigger?
An enemy deals damage with an attack to one of your allies within 5 squares of you.
Okay.
So I'm shooting boss man, and I roll a nat 1. That's all right. Half damage on a miss.
Man. All right.
You are good at things.
That's okay. This is okay. This is not a problem.
Because it's Brian's chosen power, so it has effect.
9 plus 7. Actually, I should be high. Now which one? 16. So 8 damage.
8 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
So, meh. But, effect. The ally hit with the triggering attack roll can spend a healing surge. So, Torque can spend a healing surge.
Hooray!
Two other allies within 5 squares of the target gain temporary hit points equal to their healing surge value. So, like, say, Ket and Trell over here.
Because they're the only two other allies?
Yes.
With it, we're within 5?
Yes.
Of Torque.
Of Torque.
Of Torque.
Oh, okay.
Or, wait, of
I
the
thought
target?
The target meant the other guy.
The target is...
The bad guy.
Target the triggering enemy. Frack.
So you can give the temporary hit points to your scythe and to Ket.
I suppose.
So no hit points for Trail.
How many?
Does the scythe have a healing surge value?
Yes, it has a specific hit point thing. We'll look it up here in a moment. How many hit points?
The healing surge.
A healing surge worth of hit points?
You might not be able to give it to the scythe. I don't think the scythe has a healing surge value.
Although it is a healing power, so add 4 to how many ever you heal there. Torque.
What?
So 4 more hit points for you.
I get an additional 4.
Yep.
Okay. So if it specifically says you use a power that allows you to spend a healing surge,
sure,
then what just happened would not trigger an ability, yes?
Correct.
Okay.
Damn.
Crap, I was going to try and share some healing with Trell.
I guess Trell is out.
I can do a thing next time, unless something terrible happens to me once again.
It's all right. I was dead for a minute. It's not that bad.
And it's then okay. The boss will shift. And he'll just 1, 2, 3. He'll just stay there. And that will be his turn. I believe whatever was not allowing him to run is gone by now.
Did he save it?
I thought that was at an until end of turn.
No, it was a save end.
Oh. Let's see. Nope.
All right.
End of turn. He'll try to save.
Something's got to go our way.
He'll save.
Dang it.
A summoned creature lacks healing surges, but if an effect allows it to spend a healing surge, the summoner can spend a healing surge for it.
So, does it not have a healing surge value?
It does not have a healing surge value. Next up is 4. Oh, he's over there.
Hello.
Let's see. Gonna try and recharge his spooky
max
stride.
Hit points or your bloodied value,
and he does not. So he is going to shift over here.
Jerk face.
Then use gloom stride. 2, shift up to half its speed and use its blade. 1, 2, 3. Shift over here to Torque. And right here. 1, 2, 3. Yep. Shift over here instead for the flank. And attack Torque.
Gross.
Torque ducks.
He probably does. Does a 27 hit your AC, Matthew? Was that a yep or a nope?
That was a no.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So that guy takes a swing and doesn't hit Torque at all.
Torque ducks.
Next up is Randus.
Looks like a good runic resistance opportunity to me. Yep. Runic resistance centered on Torque.
Whatever that means.
By having my assistant help me get out my Rod of Wrathful Dismissal. All right. Gonna try to blast some fire-type energy over there.
Okay.
That's not a bad roll. I don't know if that number's up to date. Okay, 25 versus reflex.
25 versus reflex. Hits the boss.
Just the boss?
Just the boss.
That'll be 15 fire damage.
Okay.
And Torque will get 7 cold resistance.
7 cold resistance.
Can you do poison resistance with that?
Acid.
Okay.
What else?
Okay. Let's see. As a miner, I could do 2 attacks. all sorts of things.
Pick one. Do it.
Do an attack.
Attack.
I could pop out 20 temporary hit points on trail.
Do that.
Yes, restorative infusion. I cover
worse than a dead trail.
Trail and some goo, and she gets 20 temporary hit points.
Thank you.
Oh wait. You know what? Let's actually back that up. I'm going to go ahead and pop the dancing shield near her instead. I think that'll be better with a +4 power bonus to AC and reflex until the end of the encounter.
Nice.
I might do both. Yeah, I'll attack with the scythe for once. At least use it once. So, scythe attack upon boss man, I guess.
Okay.
And a nat 1!
Well, you're still getting used to it. A magnificent whiff. What else?
That'll be all.
Okay.
Standard minor.
Next up is Ket.
I'm going to hold my action until after Torque's turn.
Okay.
Life tapping darts, right.
You will?
Yeah, I'm going to try and have you actually get out of there. Because I'm going to go and freeze them in place.
Take 5 damage, though.
Oh. Do I save right now? No!
Good job.
Screw your damage.
Yeah.
Five rolls later. God,
no.
Suck it up, sucker.
It's only been...
5 rolls.
Oh, yeah, 5 rolls, yeah. But it's only been like 15 damage.
10. Because I don't take this damage.
You don't take this damage?
I assume that's what it means by save at the beginning of the turn.
Oh,
much like the warden save.
You're right. So, Torque. Take 5 damage.
Why?
I don't know. I have it written here that you have 5 damage on you.
Is it arrows?
Did I go that round?
It's arrows,
isn't it? Did you go this
round?
No, I don't think you're supposed to have this
damage
on. Yeah,
you teleported.
Maybe I put it on the wrong thing. Okay.
Okay. So not take 5 damage?
Yeah, don't take 5 damage.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, because you teleported after I moved.
You are there.
How many guys are right there that I could kill?
4. There are 4 guys around you.
And a scythe.
And one scythe that is just swinging wildly all over the place.
Wildly swinging magic scythe.
Take your largest attack at the boss's face.
Mantle of Glory will allow me to hit everybody around me.
That'll Isn't that a blast?
That's a blast.
Won't it?
Mantle of Glory would allow you to hit
you
2 guys.
Shift out and then hit 3.
He could be able to hit 3.
Yeah. If you shift, you'd be able to hit 3.
I'd be able to hit three.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Maximum hit there of 22 on three people as opposed to torque face, face torquing. I think I am going to go with direct attack on the biggest bad face.
Okay.
So I'm going to comeback strike against the boss.
Woot.
Sounds good.
29 versus AC.
29 versus AC will not hit.
How about some bonuses to guys who bonus things?
No, you're too far away.
You people suck. Oh, God.
What?
Dinan! I knew I had that power. Three. Two rounds ago, I had a power. And I'm like, I can't find the power, so I clearly don't have it anymore. But I had it.
Okay.
And it was a power that I could have used. And wait, I do have a power. Did I move?
You have not moved yet.
Can I turn my move into a standard?
No. No, it works the other way around.
Can I turn my move and my minor into a
standard? No. No, they won't let us do that.
Can I glue them together with meat paste?
Yes, but it is still a move and a minor.
But all that gets you is a mincemeat orc.
Yes.
Okay. How far away is Thrall?
Five squares.
She looking all bleedy?
Yes.
Trowel,
she's
are you
still
looking,
bloodied.
Are you looking all bleedy?
He is still bloodied, yes.
Okay. And all right. Goopy.
Torque is going to healing word on the Trowel.
I thought you put the shield on her. I think it was. Oh, right. She has a glowy shield that's projecting from a little dancy crab thing.
And Trowel gets a healing surge plus three.
Nice. Thank you.
So that's your minor. What are you looking like for hit points?
Ooh, I'm still above the bloody level.
How far above bloodied?
Three.
Okay. Because I want to come in there and use Vestige of the Onyx Queen on the four guys that are standing there.
Can you do 70 points of damage?
I can't do 70, but it petrifies
then you're
if
good.
I hit.
And it would petrify Torque.
And Torque
else.
Is in the center of that burst.
And
do it anyway. It's worth it.
Do I get a saving throw?
Yes, it is petrified. Save ends.
Would I be automatically petrified?
Only if I hit you, which it's attack versus fortitude, so one of your better defenses.
I'd say do it. Worst case scenario, you have to wake me up. I mean,
or unstone okay. you.
I didn't know if you wanted to try and get out of there before I did it.
Well, I think from a torque perspective, just if I was to think about it, sure.
Okay.
But from the Matthew player perspective, hell yeah, take the shot. If you can immobilize some of these guys at the chance of me being temporarily immobilized, no sweat. Something bootylatered.
Adriana right. went away.
Okay.
You can go ahead and spend your move action however you want then.
How will I spend my move action? I will mark the feller who I just attacked.
Okay.
Is there anywhere to move?
Well, you're grabbed.
Oh, I forgot you're still grabbed.
Is yep, he still and
grabbed?
My...
He's still grabbed.
I've never saved against grabbing, have I?
You haven't attempted to escape now.
You could do an escape attempt. Yeah.
Can I grab is not like a save ends thing?
It is not, usually.
Can I use my move action as an escape attempt?
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah. What do I do?
Either athletics or acrobatics versus whatever DC Rodrigo said earlier.
22.
So I get my athletics plus that crappy roll. Let's hope my athletics is... 21. And my athletics is 18.
You rolled a 3.
Wow. Oh.
Anything else?
Boodle. No, that's my turn.
Cat.
Okay. Teleport.
Okay.
Vestige of the Onyx Queen centered on Torque.
All right.
Vestige of the Onyx Queen centered on Torque. Vestige of the Onyx Queen just never gets old.
Well, that's not going to hit. Because that's going to be a 19 versus Fortitude.
Pretty sure that doesn't hit anybody.
Awesome.
Torque included.
Except, what's the Dancing Weapon's Fortitude? Is that it's your Brandis Fortitude?
Plus whatever the defensive minion
is. It's
bonus.
Better than a 20.
Okay.
Okay.
I rolled a friggin' 2.
Anything on a miss?
Yes. Half damage and I slow the target. Save ends.
Okay.
So give Torque is slowed. Save ends.
Click up defensive minion just so I have that.
I'm not slowed.
It's 2.
Plus 2. To all defenses?
I believe so. I'll look it up here in a moment. Let me finish my turn.
All right.
Which one of those are bloodied?
Okay, sorry. Let's see. One is bloodied, and the boss is bloodied.
Okay, one and the boss take 13 damage.
Okay.
The other two take 11 damage. That goes to Torque and the weapon as well.
All right.
Why do you deal more damage to bloodied guys?
Because you gave me gloves that says I get plus 4 to damage rolls against bloodied targets.
Why am I taking damage again?
Because you were in the middle of it, and I do half damage on a miss.
You jerk face.
And
I'm
then,
sorry, that was just too much fun to tell.
You take out one.
Oh, hey.
Who'd you take out?
One.
Oh. Yeah, which one?
That one.
We took out one.
Yes, yep. We took out one.
You are number one.
You get anything from that curse popping?
Yes. I will. Since I didn't assume, I get to give vulnerable 5 thunder to anything I have cursed. To any one thing I have cursed. Do you still have thunder attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one do you want to have vulnerable 5 thunder then?
Boss man?
Can you get boss man with your thunder attacks right now?
Maybe. Thundering armor, yeah.
Okay. Then boss man has vulnerable 5 thunder.
Okay.
And
is that a save ends?
Until the end of my next turn, I believe. I'll look it up here again in a moment. So yeah, he is vulnerable 5 thunder until the end of my next turn. And I've still got a minor action, which is going to be Deific Doom. Burst creates his own suffering, loss, and regret that lasts until the end of the encounter.
Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
Each enemy Deific within the zone takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls and saving throws.
Okay. What's the distance of it?
2.
Okay.
So everybody but Boss Man.
Okay.
Yep, I'm good.
All right. Top of the round.
Ding!
Goes to Orym, since one is dead. Long live one.
All right, I'm going to cast my Flaming Sphere.
Okay.
Oh, that'll probably hit. That is a 34 versus reflex.
Orym,
on boss. You
wait.
Cast it so it's not directly next to Torque.
I can.
There you go.
Thank you.
He doesn't see the point of it, but he can.
If he wasn't attacking boss with it specifically, I'd actually have him cast it next to Ket, because Ket doesn't take, or Ket's got the vulnerable or resistance to fire, so
17 damage.
17 damage. Okay. That will take out boss.
Yay.
Yes. This is turning.
Okay, what do you want to have vulnerable 5 thunder now, Randus?
What did you want to, Yana? I'm sorry.
Oh, you took care of it.
Okay. 2. 2 has vulnerable 5 thunder.
Okay. And you said that's until the end of your next turn?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know which you were talking to.
I'm sorry. Yes. The boss is dead until the end of your next turn.
No.
What else?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. Do you have a move action? Go ahead and move your Flaming Sphere so it's
can
next to other things.
Can I do that in this?
I didn't know if I could do that in this initial move. Oh, okay then. Oops, sorry.
Well, how far can it move?
Six. Is it right here? Oh, right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Let's say, see if you can. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're getting two guys.
I was getting two guys over here, too.
You're getting two guys over there. I'm not paying attention, am I?
Today's an off day for Rob.
And I'm done? Also getting you. Woohoo! Yes, I'm
done. You're getting me either way.
All right, next up is two.
Two will take... What is it?
A D4.
1D4, that's what it is. 1D4 plus 6. Takes nine damage.
Okay.
Fire damage.
Let's see. He's going to try and recover his icy face. And he doesn't.
Yay.
So...
he'll just murder the ice kit.
I'll probably try. No, she's got a little shield on. Let's see.
Bring it on. I can handle it.
Shift. Attack. On Torque.
Ah, he got outside of the doom.
But he wasn't able to flank.
It's all right.
So nobody's marked anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Flank. So
none of us are marked anymore.
You have to move. Boss is marked. Do I have
to move? Yeah, boss is also dead.
Oh. It's a minor action to his command.
My bad. I thought we took the other guy out.
We took out one on my turn, and then we took out the boss on Orym's turn.
My bad. Please don't hurt me anymore.
Yeah.
28 versus AC?
That's a... crap. Yes, that hits.
Currently.
Okay. I was getting ready to be all cocky because I had the thing, but the thing expanded, and so I don't have
it. Expired.
Yep, like my AOL.
35 damage.
Okay.
And that's that guy's turn. Next up is Trell. Good news is you're no longer grabbed.
Am I still slowed?
I think you are, yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to use Invigorating Stride, which I can still...
Your quarry died.
I know. I'm going to use Invigorating Stride first.
Oh, Invigorating Stride. I thought Strike. Never mind.
I can shift to shift me away from Randus and back to Randus.
So,
do you want to move, or are you just staying there?
Do you want to get on? Fine, staying there because.
Are you in the same spot as you are? Are you going to end in the same spot as you are?
Yes.
Then don't shift.
I have to shift for Invigorating Stride.
Do you? What's it? Read the power.
Shift two. You shift a number of squares equal to your Wisdom modifier, 2. And must not end the shift adjacent to any enemy. You can use your second wind. Actually, I already used my second wind. Yeah. I misread this power. Oh. Nope, never mind. Never mind. Okay. I thought that was for a healing surge. Amazing.
That's too bad. That could have been better earlier.
it's fine.
It would have been.
I'm not bloodied any longer. Okay.
It was a noble try.
I was going to say, though, anytime you are granted shifting by a power, you don't have to shift the full thing, much like you don't have to push or pull.
Are you sure? Because it says you shift a number of squares.
Right. You don't have to. You do have to complete the other prerequisite of the power, right? So you can't decide not to shift and then be adjacent to an enemy, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dig?
Basically, anytime it says shift, there is an assumed up to
within the number. It's the same thing with forced movement, when you're the one doing it. So any power that says push somebody 5 squares, you can choose to push them between 0 and 5 squares.
Otherwise, during your turn...
Wait, wait, wait. I know you guys know more about this than me, but aren't there powers that exist that say you shift up to X? And this power doesn't say you shift up to.
It just says.
So
you're right. There are. The issue with that is that some powers are old and some powers are new. And the newer powers sometimes have the correct formatting on them.
Yeah.
Okay. This one does not.
It's a regular verbiage.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, anytime you use your move action to walk, you would have to go your full move speed. Because it is technically a power what says move.
Right, right.
Your speed.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to quarry. Is that purple one 4?
Yep.
Yep.
Put quarry on him. And I'm going to try and hit him with Twin Strike.
Yeah.
With my bow.
Okay.
Hold still, Randis. And then she puts the bow up against the back of Randis' shoulder to get the appropriate shot.
Kind of starts leaning his head away.
Wait, Randis, are you still giving me a plus one?
No.
25 versus AC.
25 versus AC will not hit.
Okay.
Sad.
Second attack. 28.
Better.
Man, really?
28 versus AC will also not hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Now these guys are dodgy.
No.
Minimum is 30.
Gross.
And that's my turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I called hunting party. Who wants to be able to take a crack at this thing? It's anyone within... No, is it the closest one within 5? Wait, let me read it. Each time you miss your quarry with an attack... You can choose an ally within 5 squares of the quarry. 5 squares of the quarry.
Who Hello.
Each time squares? You miss the quarry with an attack?
It says, each time you miss your quarry with an attack.
So that's 2
How
attacks.
Many times did you miss this turn?
Twice.
Hello, my name is Tor.
So does that mean I can designate 2 different allies?
You could,
sure.
Or at least 2 attacks. Could she designate 2 attacks by the same ally?
Here's the thing. No, she could not.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Continue reading the power.
If that ally hits the quarry before the start of your next turn, the ally's attack deals extra damage equal to your hunter quarry's damage.
It doesn't use her hunter's quarry.
True. I'll allow it.
I can hit it very easily.
I'm sorry. What are you saying you're going to allow?
Rob wants to go to the bathroom, but also, also I will allow each attack in Twin Strike to allow you to designate someone.
One person or 2?
Each attack.
I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants
Hello.
A crack? Okay. Yes. Torque. Check. Torque.
How much is your Hunter's Quarry damage?
2d6.
My magic missile automatically hits, right?
Nope. Also, you're not within 5 of the quarry.
Yep.
Hello.
Give it to Torque and Ket.
Yes, Torque. Okay. Torque, Ket.
Hello.
Somebody else make a note of that. What else?
That's it.
Okay.
So the next time we hit that thing,
yes.
We get extra damage.
Yes.
As long as it's before the start of my next turn, yes.
Okay.
Is going to... I think just do his power because he, yeah.
Wait. Do I have to save against slowed or is it a?
It's until the end of that dude's next turn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Let's see.
George Takei called. He wants me to stop using his catchphrase.
3 is to. Attack Torque.
Torque ducks.
Go, Torque, go. How does their power read?
The icy power?
Yes.
Shifts up to its speed.
Which is 2. Currently. Slowed. He is slowed.
True.
So he could shift through torque.
He could shift through torque. Does that do more damage? No. He's just going to attack torque.
With the flanking.
Yep.
Torque ducks.
Yep. It's going to be a 26 versus AC.
Negatory. Torque ducks.
Nice.
Yep. Next up is 4.
10 damage.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
Let's see. He's going to try and recharge his power. Oh. Was that a save ends on 3?
Yes. This load is save ends.
He does not.
Yay.
4 is going to try to recharge. He does not.
Yay.
So he's just going to use... Gloom Stride to shift up to half its speed and use its attack. And attack it.
Hi.
That's going to be a 29 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. 26 damage.
Ow!
I am not bloodied. Barely.
Why are you talking like Sean Connery?
Randus!
No.
All right.
Oh, wait, it's going to try and save against.
So, which it has the thunder vulnerability thing?
2.
2. All right. Thundering armor upon Torque. Torque, you gain a +1 power bonus to AC until the end of my next turn.
Beautiful.
Then I get to make an attack. One creature adjacent to the primary target. So 2.
Okay.
Is that cocked?
Yes.
That's better. That'll be a 30 versus Fortitude.
30 versus Fortitude will hit.
That's it. Nice. That'll be 15. Damage before the vulnerability. Thunder damage. But I can push him. Do I want to push him or leave him next to the Torque?
Is he the one that I can
push
kill?
Him from Torque or push it?
Away from the primary target. So yes, from so Torque. So now leave him.
Yeah. 2 is bloodied.
Woot!
Alright. So, minor action. Stab at 2 with Scythe.
Okay.
Wow. 30 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Okay. Is it a 30 versus AC?
Should be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to calculate the dancing weapon attack because it's not calculated on the sheet at all.
I mathed it out.
Okay.
2d4. 4 plus 9 is 13 damage.
Okay. You set to 2?
Yep.
Okay.
That went so well, we'll try it again.
Okay.
With my move.
Out.
7. Probably not going to hit that one. That's going to be 19 versus, or 18 versus AC.
No.
Nope. Alright, that's my turn.
Next up is Torque.
Torque! Okay, who's left in my face?
2 you and got 3. 3 and 2 are right next to you.
However, it's 4 like is the one that's the quarry.
Yeah.
Well, how far away is 4?
You can shift into it.
But also into fire.
Eh.
Who looks bloodiest?
2?
2 is 2. Bloodied.
It's bloodied. 4 is going to be taking a ton more damage, so...
If I shift... You're right. If I shift to 4... I will be shifting away from 2?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Cleaving. So I need to move to where I can see. Is there a way for me to cleave 4 and 3 or 4
yes.
and whomever
you can
still
if you three. Shift and attack 4, you can cleave into 3.
Done.
Okay.
I want to attack four, cleave into three. That sentence is not English. It's Nesifrasiman. 37 versus AC.
No hit.
Yeah, well. All right. So, for the first guy, 18 points of damage.
Plus the quarry damage.
Plus, how many quarry damage?
I don't know.
20.
2d6, was it?
Adriana has 2D6? To tell us.
Adriana has to tell us. 2d6. 2d6 is rolling 6. And 2. So, what did I roll a minute ago? 18?
Yep.
18 plus 8 is 26 for 4.
Okay.
And then for the other guy, a whopping 6 points of back blow, or blow back, or
feedback.
Strike.
How much? 6, you said?
6.
Okay.
Who still looks bloodyish?
2.
On our side?
Yeah.
Me? Oh,
me.
Randis and Orm are both still bloodied. I'm going to be bloodied on my turn.
I did that. What do I got?
Because of Orm, I'm going to be bloodied on my turn.
That that bloody's 4.
That bloody's 4. 4 is the one that we just faced in the head?
Yep.
Okay. I used my third wind, so I don't have any way to do that. I used my healing word, so I don't have any way to do that. I used literally everything I have. And, of course, the goblins around the corner are going to eat us anyway. So, do I have any need to move?
You already used your move action.
Did I?
Yeah.
To shift.
I shifted. Shifting is moving?
Yes.
Yes.
It's moving without getting attacked.
Well, hell.
Yes.
I don't really have any miners at work. My turn is over.
Cat.
He is marked.
He needs to save versus slowed.
They are both marked.
Torque, save versus slowed.
No, just the 4 is marked.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
What did you get the slowed from?
Cat.
Because my slowed... Cat?
Yep.
Let's keep saying cat.
Okay, start of my turn. I'm next to the fire.
9.
I take 4. I'm bloodied.
That's fire damage. Do you have any resistance to fire damage?
I have 5 resistance.
Okay.
That's why I took 4.
Okay.
Except I'm not bloodied because I have temporary hit points that I completely spaced.
Well, then add them on.
See, I told you don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You're good.
How do you want me to do that? I had 24 temporary hit points.
Would that have taken you over your maximum?
No.
Oh, well then just...
Just do it that way? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm at 70. I'm not close to bloodied. Which makes this even more entertaining. Because I think I'm going to provoke an opportunity attack.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Make it interesting.
Deific Decay on 4.
Okay.
Any particular reason you can't just
shift
away?
We make holes in souls.
Because if he does the opportunity attack on me, Torque will attack him again.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Makes it?
Yep.
Right, so do I attack roll?
Nope, Torque attacks if he's going to do it. Then he attacks, then you attack.
Okay.
All right, I attack. Who am I attacking?
4.
This is an awesome cascade. Oh, and quarry.
I don't know if he actually gets the quarry on this one. If that ally hits the quarry before the start of your next turn, the ally's attack deals extra damage equal to your hunter's quarry damage.
Literal.
I think so, yeah.
So if he gets an extra 2d6 on the attack, so yes. This is totally worth taking the opportunity attack.
35 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Oh,
this is just a basic melee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my basic melee attack is super powerful.
Yeah, it's Torque. His basic melee is pretty spiffy.
And I just rolled 2 ones and a 2 for 4 points of damage.
But you're also going to roll in 2d6s as yeah. well.
I did.
Oh.
Plus your...
That's why I had 3 dice.
So, 4 oh. points plus 8, 12 damage. I rolled okay. 3 dice
way
and
worth
got
it.
4. I hate this. Yeah. This whole round, hate it.
36 versus AC?
This whole combat.
Yes. You wouldn't happen to be granting combat advantage, would you?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't have any reason to have been granting combat right, advantage right now, at least.
Which is good, because it'd be more dice to the face.
24 damage.
I am bloodied. He takes 6 points of damage.
Okay. Everything was worth it.
Everything. Okay, now Deific Decay.
Now Deific Decay. To his face.
Ket, do you get to toss on 2d6 too?
If I hit.
Okay.
Get him!
Which I probably don't, because that's a 2 what looks like a 7. 19 versus Fortitude. You're going away.
You're going away.
All of you are going away.
I'm very happy with the way that turned out.
Sorry, Kayla.
Of course you are.
Meanie. Well, that's disappointing. I'm going to move over into this corner.
You're still slowed, aren't you?
Oh, I am still slowed. Aren't
move
you?
Over Why to that slowed? Other corner.
Because a nice guy went through you?
Oh, right. Then I'm going to go hide next to Randus.
Okay.
I suppose.
Because Randus is my buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Minor action stuffs. I don't have any minor action stuffs to do. Once my curse is out there, I don't have really any minor actions.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done?
Done, skis.
Alright, top of the round. This is the 5th round of combat. Over to Orym.
Alright, I'm going to move my Flaming Sphere in between 2 and 3.
Okay.
And I'm going to perform a Flaming Sphere attack on 2. Because then, whatever 3 does, he's automatically going to take damage.
Right, I was going to say, don't move it all the way up there, because then you're going to also damage 2 allies instead of just 1. If you put it next to Torque only, you're still getting the same damage, but you're not hurting Randus' thing.
Yay.
Which means you're not hurting Randus. Well, and not hurting Randus is good.
It doesn't actually hurt the Randus.
I know.
Ooh.
That's another reason.
That will be 34 versus Reflex.
That'll
against
hit.
2. And I'll do 2d6. That's 920 damage. Minor 2 sustain. Done.
Okay.
I love Flaming Sphere.
Next up is 2.
9 damage.
Okay.
Yay, Sphere.
Go, Sphere, go.
You'll burst into flames.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to have vulnerable to thunder?
Whatever.
4. Actually, 4 is probably going to die before Randus' turn.
4.
3. 3 has vulnerable 5 thunder until the end of my next turn.
Okay. Vulnerable 5 thunder. Next up is Trell.
Okay. Move me adjacent to 4. Flank with Trell. I flank with Torque.
Can do.
Yeah, flank with other me.
Yes.
You don't have that power yet.
Yeah. Ooh, is that really a power?
Probably.
Awesome.
In fact, it's probably like a sword mage power if it was anything. So
I'm pretty sure the assassin had something like that. Yeah, this shadow jutsu type thing.
You cannot use that power.
What else?
Trell comes over, switches weapons, Puts away contraption, takes out other contraption with pointy bits on it, and is going to use a finishing cut on this guy.
Okay.
Because he's bloodied, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
This cut is from Finland.
No. God.
What? She said it was Finnish.
26 versus AC.
I'm sorry, what?
26 versus AC.
26 versus AC will not hit.
Mm. Actually, 28.
Ah, flanking.
Still no.
Yeah.
Still no.
Darn it.
Still takes 5 damage because of Scimitar Dance.
Yay. Okay. Woot.
And you can assign your miss quarry damage to somebody?
To Torque.
Yes. Yes. Torque, anyone else within 5? No. Okay.
All of us are within 5, actually.
Anyone else need it? Is Torque the best option here?
I'm an option.
Yes. Okay, Torque gets it. Yeah.
When it comes down to it, I mean, if you're looking at additional attack bonuses, the odds of me having nothing to do but hit somebody are a lot stronger than anybody else.
Okay.
Because, you know, Aurum has magic and Ket has that douchey thing that Ket does, and Randus can heal, whereas at this point in the game, it's all just swing and a miss for me.
All right, next up is 3.
Hmm. 7 damage.
Okay. Nice.
Your spinny blade scimitar or a scythe.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything when someone's right next to it.
No, I have to give it a minor action.
You have to actually perform it. It's got a
minor action. He can attack with it,
uh-huh.
Which is pretty cool. Biffy.
Yeah.
And an opportunity action where someone would provoke an opportunity attack adjacent to it, he can attack.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it's just because it attacks. Cool.
Randus has a mark.
No.
That was not on that. It must be on the other one that the Artificer has, then.
Going to...
the level 1 summon.
Hmm. This is a level 1 summon.
It was a level 5, I thought.
Attack Torque.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, but 1, a 5, and a 9.
It's gonna be...
9 is the crossbow.
Hmm. 29 versus AC against Torque.
That hits.
Okay.
That's on the money, too, isn't it?
Could be bad.
22 damage.
Wow. I have 1 hit point.
Aw, oh, crap.
Hmm. I have 1 hit point.
I'm so happy.
Fireball.
Right
now. It's okay.
I got to 1.
I could get to him.
You go before Torque.
Before
does,
Torque.
So.
Next up?
No, I go after Torque.
Is 4.
Crap.
Oh, wait, he's going to try to save versus slow.
No, you go before Torque.
Right, he saves.
Oh, no, true. Torque rolled very last.
Yeah, Torque rolled terrible. I go after Torque. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah.
4, who is no longer slowed, and has a power charged up, gets to use his charge LP power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So
we still can only get 3 of us.
Yep.
That this doesn't take me out.
And all with a -2.
So, correct. Attack versus Trell.
Oh, yeah. Actually, attack versus Trell is -2. Attack versus Randus and Ket is -4.
True.
And Torque can attack him right now.
I
can attack him now?
No.
Dang it.
He moves into that square and then he makes the attack.
Oh. Bummer.
Let's see. That's going to be a...
stupid temporary hit points.
34 versus Reflex against Trow.
Wow.
That hits.
Uh, 19 damage.
You did remember the +4.
Yes.
Okay.
Attack against Randus.
Puts me at 30. Hmm.
Oh, that's low.
+4. Oh, reflex, yeah.
You said you're -2 and then -2 for the mark. So
yep.
-4 total. That's going to be a 19 versus reflex.
No.
Attack against Ket.
Thank you.
A 20 versus reflex.
Nope.
So just the poor Trail.
Yep.
Trail is once again bloodied, but it's fine. We're almost done here. My quarry keeps running away.
Chase after it.
That's what quarries do.
Yes. It wouldn't be much of a quarry if it didn't.
I just had a flashback to my mother there for a second. Oh, no, just give me a tissue to dab the blood from my eyes.
Oh. Randus.
I have to go all adjacent to Torque to heal him.
Yeah. Gross.
Standard action.
It's a standard action?
Yeah, to use my physician's care, which is basically the only thing I got left.
You have the goop.
That's temporary hit points, though. Okay.
That's all he...
I am bloodied, by the way.
All of you people.
I give
Providing
and I give.
He doesn't hit me more than 38 points.
We're
going to
deal with four right now.
Okay.
He just needs to get Torque above 10... So as you don't take him down.
Very well. I'll use the goop, what I had almost used before, on Torque, giving him the 20 temporary hit points.
So you don't have any hit? Okay. Oh, yeah, I've still got this.
He's enveloped in a thick layer of goop. And then I'm going to try the Dancing Scythe upon number 3 twice.
Thundering Armor on Aurum.
Thundering Armor. Oh, he's the one that has the vulnerability.
Yes, he's the one that has the vulnerability.
Yeah, okay. Thundering Armor upon Aurum. 12 plus 15, that'll be 27 versus Fortitude.
27 versus Fortitude will hit.
Awesome. Not to be a...
So do I get anything?
Plus one bonus to AC.
Plus Woo-hoo! One to AC. And a D8. Not quite max. That'll be 13 damage.
Okay.
Thunder damage.
So he was the one who was vulnerable?
Right.
And I could push him away from... Orm.
Yeah, you can put him adjacent to me.
My other action, then stab 3 with Scythe, maybe. That's a maybe. What did I do that at? That's 11, so... No, 24.
Nope.
Versus AC. Wow.
Oh, that's why I was going to tell you to get out of the way.
What else?
That'll be all.
Torque.
Hello.
I believe some flaming sphere damage is coming your way.
7.
Hello.
All right, take 7 damage, and then it's your turn.
All right.
I've been set on fire by a sphere?
Yep.
All right, who's still standing?
Got a thing, 3 and 4. 4 you deal more damage to. So what you could do here is shift and charge.
Who am I charging?
4.
Oh. He's over there?
He ran away from you.
Hell yeah, Comet Fall Charge.
I don't know that you need to Comet Fall Charge. Like, he's pretty close to dead, and Comet Fall Charge might be a whole crap ton of overkill that we don't need to waste on him.
This kind of kill is overkill.
Is Comet Fall Charge a daily?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the other reason I don't want him to use it, because, well, we've already done back-to-back encounters. You should probably open the next one with Comet Fall Charge.
I would.
I mean, we're in a siege.
You would what?
He would save it for the next combat.
Also, I would do whatever you want to do, Matthew.
Also that.
But I like to hit things.
Yeah.
Make sure that you do anything... You have to end with that, so make sure you do anything that you wanted to do first before you do that.
That's that, too.
True.
I can frontline surge.
What's frontline surge?
It's a thing. If I can get over there in time, it's a standard action encounter power.
No.
But it does more damage.
Well, to get over there, you would possibly take an opportunity attack.
Probably take an opportunity.
So there's a guy right here in my face.
There's a guy right there in your face, but the other guy takes a lot more damage from you.
Right. But not, guy but in my not face. So much damage to justify Comet Fall Charge, apparently.
Is the guy in my face bloody?
No, that'd be too much damage.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He's bloodied?
Oh, okay, wait. Which one's he? 3. He is not bloodied.
3 is not bloodied.
Frontline surge on the guy in my face.
Okay.
Okay. Hooray! 36 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Hooray! 12. Ooh, 12. 32 damage to the guy in my face.
And you get to push him one square.
I could push him?
No.
Which you can't.
Or push him.
Push him against what? A wall.
You don't have any spaces that are actually away from you that you can push him into?
Any allies within two squares of me can shift as a free action.
Woohoo, Trill!
Trill can shift
that's
as a free
only
action.
If he shifts, though, isn't it?
That's not the way it's worded.
You can then shift one square toward the target. If you do so, each ally within two squares of you can shift one square as a free action.
That sounds about right. And since you actually can't shift towards the target, that all nullifies itself.
Sucks. But Trell shifting isn't that necessary.
Yeah.
She's,
I don't need it.
She's completely open right now, so.
What else?
I'm trying to see if I have anything left that would heal me with healing and the healings. Because I'm, you know, all kinds of dead.
At the very least, you should shift away from the fireball.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Here?
Why am I on fire again?
You want to stay adjacent to the guy?
Because you got too close to my
because Orin put the flaming sphere next to you.
So you're saying I got too close to the thing that you put...
Yep, that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what Orin is saying.
What else?
You did attack a guy.
He's marked. That's the end of my turn, unless I have some healing that I forgot.
Okay, cat.
Cat turn. Teleport.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can't help Torque out a little bit.
With your two healing.
Three is bloodied now.
Three is bloodied now.
Hero's arrow on three.
Okay.
Two. One.
I get it.
36 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Apparently that worked. He takes 17 damage.
Okay.
And each ally adjacent to the target regains hit points equal to my intelligence modifier, so 4.
Yay!
So Torque regained 4 and Scythe regained 4 hit points.
Oh, okay.
Man, if you were smarter, I would be healthier.
Yep.
That's about right. All right, that's the end of the turn. Or the round, rather.
Nope.
Oh, are you doing something else?
Curse damage. For 6.
Okay.
Then I'm done.
Okay. Top of the round. It's Orim's.
What would be better? Fireball to move and attack 4 or just stay here and attack 3?
6, 1, half dozen of the other.
Okay. You damaged?
I'm damaged, yeah.
What about you, Randus?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to
be... We're both bloodied.
Oh, you are? Okay.
We both also have resist fire 5.
Yes. We both have 5 resist fire.
I can put it right next to me.
So well, you
won't
take,
you take fire damage then?
I'm awesome.
Oh. What?
He's just spreading the fiery love everywhere.
Yep. Kind of like my last girlfriend. Anyway. Oh.
Hello!
I was going to say burning one.
That will be 35 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
That'll be 5, 17 damage.
Two is dead. Which leads us to Trell.
Twin strike on 4 with her bow.
Okay. Cool.
36 versus AC.
That'll hit.
8 regular damage and alpha core damage.
You say 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I know it's very late in the game to be talking about what my quarry
changes. It was better.
But, oh my god, where is it? Okay. It says that I think like I've been doing it so that I make an attack and decide if I want to put the quarry on it. But the way that the first quarry thing reads is if you make multiple attacks in a round, you decide which attack to apply the extra damage after.
Yeah.
Correct.
So largely, if you get to distribute the damage around, then you can decide which one to drop the extra damage upon.
Okay, so I'm going to roll the next attack.
Okay.
And I miss, so that's a 26 versus AC.
That won't hit.
Who's within 5 of the quarry?
Everybody except for maybe Torque.
Nope, he's still there.
Not Torque, simply because he's got more troubles getting at it than anybody else.
Orym does automatic damage.
None of the automatic damage counts for Quarry, because it has to be a hit.
Hmm. But if I'm going to attack with my Flaming Sphere again...
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to attack, you can give it to Orym, just the automatic damage is not the reason to give it to Orym.
Right.
Okay, who wants it? Ket?
Give it to Orym.
Brandis or...
Wait. Orym. But you did hit with one attack... Are you going to put the damage on him?
The other one.
Are you going to put the quarry damage on him?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that mean I can't?
You still can, because she's still got a there was two separate attacks, right?
Hunter's what?
Hunting party.
Hunting party.
Until the stance ends, each time you miss your quarry with an attack, you can choose an ally within 5 squares of the quarry. If that ally hits the quarry before the start of your next turn, the ally's attack deals extra damage equal to your hunter's quarry damage.
So each time you miss your quarry.
Trying to figure out if that's reasonable. I mean, that's how it reads.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to nerf that.
Has she yet taken the feat what increases her quarry damage?
No. That's what she's doing, D6s. We'll say yes for now, but I'll think about it.
Okay.
That almost like incentivizes her to miss more.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like about it.
Okay. What was it? I'll take it. And...
Get like a group of rangers?
7 quarry damage.
Okay.
And... I hit, and I would like to immobilize him.
Immobilize? Nice.
That's a daily property?
Yes.
A daily weapon? Yeah, then get 13 temporary hit points.
Yay, no longer bloodied.
And 4 is dead, so all that is irrelevant.
She can... still move around to where she can see the other dude and quarry him.
Yeah. So.
And it says if that ally hits the quarry before the start of your next turn.
I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Okay.
No. Never mind.
Okay.
Move around and quarry the other dude.
Okay. Does he have, what is it? Containment or cover or something?
He's around the corner.
You cannot see him right now.
Yeah.
I ignore certain things. Tell me what he has.
Not walls.
Walls are not things you can ignore.
Yeah.
Okay.
You right now you don't have line of sight to him.
Move me so that I can see him.
That guy. I'm going to try to... 1, 2, 3.
Did he save versus slowed?
Yep.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
How about 2?
Nope.
No?
Well, maybe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. So he'll do that.
Go the shortest route between the two of them.
Attack versus Torque.
Torque attack.
It's going to be a...
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Is he now vulnerable?
26 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah. My
dun, 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 dun. That does hit.
Okay.
Oh. Man, I hope I don't die again.
19 cold damage, and you're slowed.
Crap.
Are you
Didn't
down?
You give him some resistance to something?
No.
That was ages ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he has...
Did you drop?
14.
I did drop.
You'd be at -5.
Okay.
I am at 0.
Attack against Randus. It's going to be a... 27 versus reflex.
The minus dead 4? On.
Yep.
Oh, 4? Darn it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's dead on.
Damn it. I tried.
16 cold damage.
So 11.
And you're slowed.
I can still get into torque.
And then attack against Ket. This is going to be very low. It's going to be a 18 versus reflex.
No.
And that's that guy's turn. Oh, no, that was 3. Next up is 4, who is dead.
Yay.
Randus.
All right.
Kill him, Randus. Or save Torque. Your choice.
Step up to Torque. Standard action, physician's care. Torque, you can spend a healing surge. Yes.
I like those.
And that's not... And yeah, it's just a healing surge. Minor action.
Okay. Torque.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Where am I?
On the ground next to Randus. Over there.
Ah, but I use my power.
Hey, look, he's 2 away. Wait.
That allows me to immediately be standing up, and I can shift 1 square.
I think the power works the other way.
No, it doesn't. If I'm prone, I stand up and shift 1 square.
Oh.
Cool.
That's the power that I forgot to use.
Which way would you like to shift?
Which way would be best?
What,
this way.
Is there one bad guy left?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're probably going to charge right now.
Remember, he's slowed.
Oh.
Torque is slowed, so you maybe want to shift him up that way. Yeah.
1, 2. And then I'll charge.
Rawr.
And when I get to the end of the charge, what am I doing?
Probably a basic attack. Unless you want to use your Comet Fall Charge.
Is this guy all bloody and
stuff?
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Like, we are going to be able to take this guy down.
Fine.
You're going to have to move out of the way so my fireball can get in there.
I leap over the fireball, duck under the scythe, roll past Ket in an Earl Campbell switchy maneuver, and then slash right across his face. 33 versus AC.
I'll hit.
Okay. Jeez. I remember when this whole thing began, this combat started, I had a 4-year-old. son of a monkey. 1 point of damage.
Now he's got a 3-year-old.
That seems impossible.
Plus 8, so 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't done with that sentence yet. I was just annoyed at yet another 1. I've rolled more 1s tonight than I've had hot meals.
Hey, me too.
How much damage was that again? I'm sorry.
9. 9 points.
All right. Somehow that guy is still up.
Somehow.
Because you wouldn't let me use my Comet Fall Charge.
Just use Magic Missile.
Everybody was like, don't use the Comet Fall Charge.
You think? It's 12 points.
I told you to follow your dreams.
I think he's like a sneeze away from dying.
Teleport.
Just
Cork, hit him.
All right, I hit him. Another one?
Yes.
Roll it.
Yep.
With the damage bonus.
22 versus AC.
That won't hit.
Mother. Hey,
I can magic weapon my magic weapon.
Anything else there, Cat?
No.
All right, somehow we've made it to round 7.
With one dead guy in a corner.
Orim.
I'm going to...
I really could. Magic missile.
Well, I could just move that right there. Right? Not do an attack. Magic missile. 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Is he still standing?
Let's see.
Oh, I also need to take 10 damage.
Ow. That drops him exactly.
Oh, that would have been awesome. 1 point away.
Yep. 1 point.
Orim lines up and takes him out perfectly.
Hooray for our team. I rush over to the king, make sure he's doing okay, see how he's doing.
He's got an arrow in the leg, but other than that, he seems okay.
I yell for Randus to come over.
Run over there.
And that seems like a good place to stop. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this. It was a long one. But we took care of those mask faces.
Eventually.
We took care of those mask faces. Those if you have any questions, faces. Comments, thoughts, ideas, whatever they may be, send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And if you're looking to buy something, head over to majorspoilers.com. Click on that Amazon.com link. Help us out. Everything that you buy is the exact same price. A little bit comes our way and ensures that we can keep this show going week after week. Until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.